talking about TV shows, I've started watching Chernobyl. I'm about, I think, 5 or 6 episodes in. I'm pretty obsessed with it. It's getting rave reviews. Everyone's talking about how good it is. It's shot so amazing. If you're not sure about the story of Chernobyl, it's, you know, I thought it was something else to what it is. I don't want to give anything away because I want you to watch it. But it's basically a nuclear plant that erupts and causes havoc amongst the city. And they're basically saying that it could have actually nearly wiped out Europe in some areas. Really?
Yeah, you can watch it on Wavo, right,
buddy? Yes, yeah, it's on Wavo, yep.
Jonas, you've been watching this, have you?
Hey, morning, guys. Yeah, I've not been just watching it. I'm also from the country where it was filmed. It wasn't actually filmed in Korean. It was filmed in Lithuania because of a couple of similarities. And we actually even have the same nuclear plant or same design nuclear plant in Chernobyl.
Crazy, huh? So, does it look like home?
Well, it doesn't look like that anymore, but they tripped out the city a bit and they took a couple of shots from the area that, well, because we were, I mean, Lithuania originally was a Soviet-occupied country as well, so we have a couple of places that look somewhat.
So after watching it, do you feel like, wow, did you know all that happened? Like, did you know after watching the series?
We know it very well, especially me. I'm they call it Chernobyl child. I was born in 87. That was just a year after the explosion. And then I was born within the area where it was actually, you know, the radiation was there.
Wow.
Okay, we were lucky. We were lucky. I mean, in the northern part of Europe, it somehow the clouds went over and they mainly went to Germany and Sweden actually got the most radiation, except of Ukraine and Belarus. But yeah, we know about the story pretty well.
Yeah, like for me, I was about 3 years old or two. You heard about it, but I didn't know too much about it. After watching the series, I was like, OMG. Like, they were saying that basically there were parts where it could have literally wiped out all of Europe. All of Europe could have been infected by the radiation.
Mm.
Now, going back to the TV show on Netflix right now, after seeing some reviews, it's getting a few bad reviews when it comes to sort of from a scientist's point of view and what they're saying, what really could have happened and what did happen.
Mm.
Yeah, they're saying a lot of it was dramatized, and obviously it's a TV show at the end of the day, right? So they have to make it interesting. Like, they say the trial that happens in the show is not exactly how it went down. I believe in the show they kind of allude to the fact that the radiation is contagious.
Yeah, you don't want to touch the person.
And doctors and scientists are saying that, you know, factually it drives them crazy because that's not something that's true.
So what, I mean, do you know much about that, Jonas? Because I feel like I've got to get a doctor.
I don't know about the trial. I mean, I didn't go into that, but as far as I know about the radiation, it's quite contagious. So the guy who had been exposed to a lot of radiation, I mean, I'm talking the guys who were close to the reactor, they are contagious. So that part I know. Even the clothes that you're talking about. You know, actually, I was reading if you remember, Chris, those suits that the firemen were wearing.
Yeah. They wear these big suits before they went in, and that was supposed to protect them, but it wasn't really protecting them, was it?
Yeah, radioactive to date.
They still, those suits that they were wearing...
They are there in the basement, and I was reading about it, and they are still radioactive to date.
Wow. If you get a chance, watch Chernobyl. It's really well done. It's very well shot, and it depicts what it is. Like any true story that they put out on a movie or on a TV series, I do believe they over-dramatize it
a little bit. Well, they have to,
but
right?
I'd like to talk to a scientist or a doctor. Is radiation contagious? So if unfortunately these guys that were trying to save the day got too close and radiation poisoning, are they then contagious to someone else? I would like to know that because the articles on the internet are saying that that's false. Some people are saying, no, it's true. If anyone knows about it, if you're a scientist or a doctor, call us right now, 04-871-5544. Now, Anna, you were born in Poland, and you weren't far away from the accident when it happened?
Yeah, that's right.
Wow. How old were you?
So I was born on the 27th of April, 1986. So the plant actually erupted on the 26th of April, the day before, and that's when my mom went into labor. So basically my mom inhaled the fumes and she was only, I think 7.5 months pregnant or 8 months pregnant. And so she basically, gave birth to me a little earlier. But I was the only survivor. There were, 8 or 9 other babies in the ward and they died. So I'm a big survivor.
Oh my gosh.
What?
Wow. So your mother was how many months pregnant when the accident occurred?
She was 7.5 or 8 months pregnant when it happened.
Okay.
And so you were born a few weeks later?
So, I was born literally on that day. So she went into labor immediately as soon as she inhaled the fumes on the 26th of April.
Gosh.
And then I was born on the 27th of April. Literally, she was in labor for 12 hours.
So wow. The fumes from Chernobyl induced basically anyone that was pregnant around that time, because you were saying there were other mothers having babies in there. And unfortunately, the other babies passed away. You were the sole survivor in that ward.
Yes, correct, because a lot of women went into labor, but they were obviously very, very early on, and so the babies didn't make it. But as I was already quite mature, I made it. But it was really crazy. My family have told me loads of stories about this time. So they had army trucks coming into the city dispensing this liquid for people to drink, and this was supposed to get rid of the radiation that they had already inhaled. I don't know what the name of that liquid is, but it was crazy.
And did you have any effects from it? Were you born healthy 100%? You've got nothing wrong with you now?
So I didn't have anything wrong with me. I did have to stay in an incubator for a very long time. However, my mom was never allowed to breastfeed any of her children. So my mom had two more children later on in the future. She was not allowed to breastfeed them because of the radiation that she might have inhaled.
Have you watched Chernobyl? Have you been watching the TV series?
I haven't actually, and I was just listening to the radio, and I thought, oh, I have to watch it.
Yeah, watch it. I'd love to get your view on it. Hey, I'm glad you're a survivor, and thanks for sharing.
No problem. Thanks a lot, Chris.
Thank you. Dr. Nael is on the phone right now, which is great. Doctor, thanks for calling in, man. We appreciate it. Now, you're a radiologist, are you?
Yes.
Okay, so you know all about this. Can you, is it contagious? Can I touch someone who's been, you know, in this nuclear reactant plant that's exploded? If I touch them, do I get it, the radiation?
No, I don't think so. Now, first of all, I want just to felicitate you all for your radio show every day. But the most important point as radiation is concerned, that whether this radiation is coming from outside the body or from inside the body. Okay. So as a matter of fact, for Chernobyl particularly, which was exploded, the nuclear reactor exploded in 1986, there was a radiation behind the capacity of anyone to tolerate, exactly like an explosion of an atomic bomb in Hiroshima, for example. And this is not contagious from person to person, no. It's the interaction of the radiation with the human body which causes the problem. But from one person to another person, no, it's not that. But
okay. If,
for example, a patient having, for example, a tumor, or he has a malignancy, or he has a mass inside the body which is treated by radiation.
Sure.
So we are giving the radiation inside the body, and now he becomes a source of radiation.
Uh-huh.
So we have to keep away of him for the so-called inverse square law. So that is to say, if you are in the middle of somewhere, so you have to keep away of a distance of a circle of around 3 meters. Diameter.
All right, so I mean, that's basically what the show is doing as well. I mean, that's what it's depicting, that they have to stay away from these guys who may have the tumors. All right, so I guess the internet is half and half. Doctor, appreciate your words, mate. Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you again. Thanks for listening.